The 39-hour week. Oh no, not for us. Not for the self-employed. We can come and go and work and play and sleep as we please. So let me see. Monday this week is up for 6:30 and then get to the Vienna Woods Hotel for BNI training. Then back to work and home for 2 a.m. Tuesday is up at 7. And first I get to go to my cardiac rehabilitation program, which will take me up to about 12 o'clock. Then back to work. 6:30 will find me with Aidan and the panel for the balance of the Smart Reg course, which is a super program to help you with your business. Then I get to go home for about 10:30 and the rest of the day is my own. Wednesday, well, I'll come back to that because on Thursday it's back to cardiac. Then rush late to a tire training program, and from there, take up an invitation to a BNI meeting as a guest. I should make it back to the office by 6 p.m. And if there's nothing to do, I get to have the rest of the day off. But did I mention my secretary is away on holidays for 2.5 weeks? Anyway, Friday is up for 5 a.m. to be at the Ambassador Hotel to meet my BNI colleagues, who helped me enormously in keeping my businesses going. 9 o'clock will see me back in my office, but then comes the good part. I will leave at 2:30 and meet up with my wife and again join my BNI colleagues for a city bus tour and then on to a pig on a spit barbecue. If I'm not asleep by then, it should be a great evening. Saturday will see me stationed at the counter and motorway until about 5:30, and on Sunday I just need to operate the shop between 1 and 5. After that, I have the rest of the week off until Monday morning. So, what about Wednesday? Well, I get to sit in my office and do nothing all day. As if. Did I mention my secretary was on holidays? So, the 39-hour week. Oh, how great it is to be self-employed.